Brilliance Audio presents Life on Loan by Ashley Farley, performed by Sarah Zimmerman. To every woman who has ever doubted herself. Chapter 1. Lena. Lena tapped lightly on her daughter's bedroom door. Kayla had an important interview in less than an hour, and she couldn't afford to miss. This job, more than the others she'd applied for, had potential. 4 months had passed since her college graduation, and she'd yet to find employment. And Lena had long since run out of patience with the situation. At the sound of a muffled groan coming from within, Lena reached for the knob. Surprised to find it unlocked, she nudged the door open a crack. Her jaw dropped at the sight of a naked man sprawled out in bed next to her daughter. Kayla sat bolt upright in bed, her hands covering her bare breasts. "Mom, what the heck?" Lena stood in the open doorway, paralyzed and speechless. The man rolled out of bed, landing on his feet. As he scooped his clothes up off the floor, Lena trained her eyes on his body parts from the waist up. His chest was broad and tan, and a tattoo of a bird's feather, inscribed with the words Carpe Diem, adorned his left bicep. A scruffy beard covered his face, and he had more thick, wavy hair on his head than Lena's golden retriever had on her entire body. "Charles, come quick," Lena called down the hall to her husband, who was shaving in the master bathroom. "We have a serious problem." Kayla yanked the covers up over her naked body. "God, Mom!" Lena glared at the man. "I don't know who you are, but it's clear what you're doing here. If you're not out of my house by the time I count to three, I'm calling the police."
"Chill out, lady,"
the golden Casanova said as he pulled on his boxer shorts. "No need to get the police involved." Lena caught a whiff of booze and cigarettes as he brushed past her. She followed him out into the hall. "And don't you dare show your face around here again," she yelled at his retreating back. He took the stairs two at a time on the way down, pausing on the landing to finish getting dressed. He tugged on a paint-splattered t-shirt, but as he was struggling into his jeans, he stumbled, tumbling to the hardwood floor at the bottom of the stairs. Biscuit, who loved everyone except the mailman, scrambled with claws against hard wood to his side and licked his bearded face with her pink tongue. Shoving the dog off him, Golden Casanova got to his feet and made a dash for the front door. He turned the bolt, and as he threw open the door, he set off the burglar alarm. When the shrill from the siren pierced...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?